If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. This is part two of a two-part show. We started it off last week, so if you haven't listened to that one, you may want to go back and catch it. But we're picking up our conversation with Dean Irwin around his whole experience of getting from the entire life experiences of an innovator, starting at a very young age.
13 years old.
I mean, you know, Kim's with me today in the studio. Kim and I in both of our shows, we've had a lot of young innovators on. And today's world is actually becoming much more common.
But not many of them start their careers in thermal nuclear fusion.
But starting off at 13 and then working for a defense contractor in 17, 21 years old, running a portion of labs at a federal research provider, to then
starting
his own company, and then ultimately applying his physics background into the medical field with one company with an innovation that got paused. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to fast forward 15 years later to pick up. Now, we talk about pausing innovation on this show a lot, right? The difference between a good idea and a great idea is rarely the idea.
It's all about timing.
It's all about the timing, market conditions, technologies, other things that have to kind of get laid down. And patience is not something most innovators have. They want to see that result and that impact right off the bat.
No, and they had the idea. Dean Irwin and quite a few other researchers had the idea in the late 80s, early 90s to use what's called an excimer laser to dissolve plaque within arteries. And the materials just weren't available at that time to help them to take this laser energy and to navigate the twists and turns of the human vasculature. And so they really needed to wait. In the meantime, there was a company that did come to fruition that was able to use glass fibers in order to take the laser energy and use it as a conduit to navigate the twists and turns. But it wasn't 100% effective. It wasn't 100% of laser energy going straight at these blockages. And so fast forward 30 years later, finally seeing it come to fruition. But that wasn't the first target market for Dean Irwin and Ra Medical Systems when you decided that you were going to get back into the excimer laser business.
So Dean, thank you for joining the show. Give us a little more of the background. As Kim was saying, you know, there's a long gap between recognizing you had an innovation, but the frustration of how do you make that innovation real?
Well, for this particular project, it wasn't even a single problem. There were problems with the expense of the light source. The laser itself was expensive, and it was difficult to manufacture. I mean, a 1,000-pound device was very difficult to produce, keep aligned, and operate. And then the delivery system left a tremendous amount to be desired. As Kim mentioned, one company went commercial with their product, but it wasn't a success. In fact, that's a Colorado company based in Colorado Springs. They launched their product in 1994, and it had very little success commercially. the physicians were not quick to adopt it because it really didn't deliver on the promise of ablating, photochemically ablating the plaque, or dissolving it, as we can say, within the vasculature. It was slow, it was expensive, and it had side effects like a lot of thermal energy that caused trauma to the vasculature. So there was a lot that needed to grow up, both in the machine as well as materials for the delivery system, in order to make this technology a reality.
And giving Spectranetics just a little bit of credit, I'm going to mention the name. They were recently bought. They were a multi-billion-dollar company, ultimately. Giving them a little bit of credit is that they actually paved the way for you. At least doctors knew what an excimer laser was when you decided to bring yours to market.
That's right. And they did help sort of educate the FDA a little bit, mm-hmm. although we had to do a little bit of re-educating, but that's another story. And they did plow the field, so to speak, mm-hmm. for the physicians to at least understand and accept a lot of these new technologies. And that's something that we hear a lot in the endovascular world today, that we have spinning devices, sucking devices, rotating devices, all sorts of cutters and methods to try to remove this plaque as delicately as possible. And the physicians are very eager to try new ideas. None of the current technologies really deliver. They either can't cut all the various different types of plaque or remove them, or they push them downstream or cause so much trauma that the vessels spasm and require a stent to keep them open. So the whole technological influx over the past two decades has really developed a base of physicians both here and around the world who are eager to try the next technology, even if it sounds a little crazy. They certainly give it a shot, and that's an important part of the world that we're working in now.
So backing up, so you pause the work, right, because you can't find a way to deliver the laser. Now you're sitting on the sidelines and you're seeing, like you mentioned, this company in Colorado Springs come in and try to introduce it. Did that kind of freak you out? Were you worried that somebody was going to get all that benefit? Or did you have the wherewithal to just say, not ready yet?
It was not ready yet. In fact, it was the identical technology that we gave up on.
Okay.
We said, look, it's just not a commercial product. It may be interesting, it may be useful for some types of plaque, but it's certainly not going to be something that the physicians are going to pick up and use on a daily basis. And in fact, we were right. They weren't.
And if you want to do something, you want to go all the way with it.
Well, yeah. I think that innovation, during that pause period, I developed a product to treat dermatological disorders like psoriasis, the second most common skin disorder, vitiligo, the third most common skin disorder, and that was very rewarding, and that's a home run. That's a standard of care. It's reimbursed by all the carriers, Medicare, and is used in over thousands of offices around the world, including big names, as well as VA hospitals, military hospitals, and just about every teaching institution, including the very large institutions.
And it's still that's an excimer laser as well.
Yes, in fact, that's the same wavelength excimer laser that we're using to treat these atherosclerotic blockages.
So this becomes then an interesting challenge. You get a big success on the using it for dermatological issues. Now you're going to try to use it for something completely different. Did you get the pushback that says, hold it, that's for solving skin issues? Now you're going to put this thing in people's bodies?
Well, actually, when I was developing the dermatological laser, I knew that we were going to apply it.
So you had it figured out that you were going to take a two-step.
That's correct. So as I mentioned before, the first step was the laser was too big. It was too expensive. We needed to commercialize it. And at that time, we felt if we bit off the bite of developing the laser and the delivery device and the infrastructure, that it was just too much.
So how did you come up with the delivery mechanism for the dermatological? Because that ultimately paved the way for what you're doing now and the delivery mechanism used for arteries.
That's right. That was actually a liquid-filled light guide, a device that used liquid instead of glass to transmit the energy. And that wasn't my idea. That idea had been around for quite some time. People have been using it to cure glue. in the medical arena. So ultraviolet light cures glue. And companies to glue their catheters or their medical devices together use small ultraviolet sources, and they direct them at the glue using these liquid-filled light guides. So I knew that ultraviolet could be transmitted through water very well. In fact, I knew that back in the late 70s because the military had wanted to use excimer lasers to communicate with submarines, but that's another story. So we knew that there was technology available, and we actually started using that technology for our dermatological laser. That's how we directed the laser energy to the patient's skin. Now, of course, that's very large. It can be, you know, robust, and it can be shielded and jacketed so that it wasn't very delicate. And but the basic technology led us to know that we could iterate it, refine it, and get it to the point where we could use it to get the laser energy to the vasculature.
So in this case, you're using the dermatological solution then to drive a revenue stream that allows you to optimize that product, which actually becomes then the building block for the next product.
That's exactly right.
So we're going to pick up this part of the conversation because a lot of entrepreneurs don't have that foresight or patience to understand what are those building blocks that you need to have in place to get the big win. Be willing to take, you know, a couple of singles and a couple of doubles to get to the home run. So stay right there. We're going to come right back. We're going to pick up our conversation here with Dean Irwin, talking about Ra Medical and their work in lasers. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Kill Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Kill Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Rwanda is a shining example of how the global community can come together and rebuild a country after a devastating genocide. But there is still more that needs to be done. In the rural villages, students are crowded into schools with no electricity, no running water, no internet access, and limited sanitation. Will these kids be ready to continue the rebuilding of Rwanda, or will they be dependent upon others? Through education and employment, boys and girls have an equally promising future that can transform their struggling communities. For $20 a month, a child can be educated and a community strengthened. By supporting Pioneer Education Africa, a 501c3 charity, you partner with others to provide education that will prepare a generation to take on the task of self-reliance. 100% of the proceeds received go directly to the education of the children. Visit PioneerEducationAfrica.com to find out more.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Before we hop back into the show, I want to give a quick shout-out to our sponsor. This week's sponsor for this segment is Zoom. Zoom has been sponsoring the Killer Innovation Show now for almost a year. Been great supporters of our work. It's through the Zoom technology that we bring guests into the studio in order to let us hear their stories. Zoom is a tool that we use each and every day. It allows us to collaborate, communicate, share, and keep our teams connected no matter where they are in the world. So check it out. Zoom has made available a free account to all the listeners of Killer Innovations. It allows you to collaborate with 50, that's right, 50 people on that free account. You can connect with them. Try it out. Trust me. The quality is fantastic. You will be happy using Zoom. It really does work. So check it out. So let's pick up our conversation. Dean, just as we were taking the commercial break, we were talking about, you know, the whole multi-stage planning. You took and focused on kind of a maybe, I don't know if it's a smaller market or a near-term solution in order to build the building blocks for really the ultimate solution that you had envisioned.
All of those things. It was a smaller market. It was an easier market to access from a regulatory standpoint. It was going to be easier to train the physicians. It didn't have a lot of risk, and it didn't have the challenges that the cardiovascular and the vascular market had. So from those standpoints, it was easier.
Well, easy is all relative, right?
Yes.
So from the time you started down the this dermatological strategy, how long was it from the take that lasers and get all that working just to enter that market? How long did that take?
It took us 2 years.
2 years.
And so we started in 2002 and launched the product at the end of 2004. During that time, we had approached some angel investors, things like that, people like that, high net worth individuals, without a great deal of success. By the time that we won the Tech Coast Angels Best of Best and Best Investment Opportunity Award, we were already profitable. So
you didn't need the money.
Nope. I took my little plaques and put them on the wall
thanks,
and said,
but no thanks
very much. No thanks. and so we started off in that market essentially peddling these laser systems to dermatologists. And now, years later, over a decade later, with 1,350 of them placed around the world in 22 countries, it's been a success. But we never took our eye off the cardiovascular application. So now we had developed this box, this light source, that was 1/6 the weight and the size of our competitor here in Colorado that uses the fiber optic technology.
Spectranetics is 600 pounds.
Yes, it was very large, very expensive. We needed something that we could put into an SUV, drive to a physician's office, wheel it through the front door, and start doing either dermatological cases or cardiovascular cases. And that was very important to us. Not having a forklift with making sure that the floor was going to handle this thing.
Loading docks.
Special outlets had to be wired by electricians prior to even trying it. You know, our laser had to plug in the wall and go. So that was very important. In fact, we identified four issues that the cardiovascular world needed from us.
And this, before you actually get into it, this is really what's interesting. I love his thought process between, you know, about how he actually decided that he was going to go into this market, how he was going to go into this market, how he was going to target and set himself apart from all of the competitors. So he could really go in without a product that was two or three times different. This was like 1,000, 10,000, 100,000 times better.
Yeah, we knew it had to be safe. If it's not safe, then, you know, some of these physicians work in outpatient labs for treating peripheral vascular disease. And if they have an adverse event, a serious adverse event, they need to call an ambulance to get their patient to a hospital. That ruins their whole day. So,
yeah.
So the device really had to be very safe. Secondly, it had to be very easy to use. You just plug it in and go. And third, the device needed to work on all these different types of plaque, including chronic total occlusions, which very few. In fact, I can't think of a single device that does. And lastly, it had to be economical. If it doesn't match or fit within the reimbursement scheme, then it's not going to be used. So we had all of these constraints, as well as the regulatory requirements of getting it approved.
How did you come up with those?
Because it sounds like you're setting your kind of the design criteria.
That's
must,
correct.
Must
exactly.
be this, must be this, mm-hmm. must be this, must be this.
And that's when you start any project.
Right. And unless you set us, you got to have a green on all of them. You can't have, oh, that's green except for bad outcomes. But we'll still ship.
Which is what your competitors do. I mean,
which
if you
is
look,
what they did.
Exactly.
That's correct.
So
and they all had very
lackluster
or very, very challenging product launches and commercial, some varying degrees of commercial success. So, you know, obviously we talked to physicians.
Mm-hmm.
I bought all of my competitors' products on eBay and used them. So I have a whole, we call it the marketing room. Some people call it the museum.
Yeah, I was going to say, you create your own museum.
It is like a museum, but these are current products that are available, and we purchased all of them, and we try them on various models and things like that, look at the ergonomics, look at the interface between the device and the physicians. So that was all very important to us, that not only do we have to build the product right, but we have to build the right product. So those were two aspects of what we're going to do. Let's build the right product first. Mm-hmm. And those are those four pillars: safety, ease of use, utility, and economics. And that was always forefront in what we were doing. We simply couldn't make something that wasn't going to be a commercial success.
Yeah, this kind of gets back to the whole issue of innovation adoption, mm-hmm. right? If you make it 10% better or even two times better, people don't switch.
That's right.
You know, it's the old analogy that you got to be 10 times better in order to get somebody to, you know, to switch that.
And these endovascular physicians have their tools of choice. You know, they'll try everything, but to get them to pick it up on a daily basis and use it, you really have to improve the patient outcomes. You have to make their lives easier. You have to fit within the economics, so that's going to be in the back of their minds. So we really had to match all of those criteria.
I mean, they not only wanted to have a game changer in terms of technology, but they also wanted to be an overall company that is a game changer in terms of their structure and not have a huge sales department and have most of the money being spent on salespeople. They wanted that savings to be passed on to the doctors.
Yes. So now you've satisfied these design criterias, but you still got a lot of work to take these, to bring these to market. And plus, you're gonna fall into a much tougher regulatory kind of criteria that you have to meet. And a lot of innovators don't understand, you know, when you're talking about healthcare, medical, people's lives, bad outcomes, the hurdle that you've got to get that innovation over before you're even legally allowed to make that available is much, much tougher.
That's correct. It was very tough.
Right.
We performed the procedure out of the country on our first patient in 2012. It was a tremendous success. And we'd continued with that development, looking at our product, innovating, making changes outside the country. And then 2 years later, by 2014, we had filed with the FDA for the first time.
Great. We're going to pick up this story as soon as we come back from this quick commercial break. You don't want to go anywhere. We're going to continue our conversations with Dean Irwin. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
We were rolling down this road in
Anbar province.
All of a sudden, there's
a huge explosion.
We knew right away.
It was an IED.
Then we started taking sniper fire
and RPGs from the hills.
Today's service women face the same combat dangers as men.
It's pretty amazing.
We made it out alive.
But at home, women veterans face different challenges. DAV understands this and fights to get women veterans the health, disability, and financial benefits they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are, but today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees, so you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN Bridge Program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. Before we hop back into the show, I need to do another quick shout-out to one of our sponsors, HP. HP's been sponsoring us for about the last 6 months or so. Now, I know some of you are saying, hold on, Phil, you're a former CTO at HP. What's this thing going on? Through our sponsorships, whether it's HP or other sponsors, those funds allow us to better support the nonprofits that we support, Hacking Autism and Pioneer Education Africa. So shout out to HP for that support. But also, HP provides the technology that we use here in the studio each and every day. I have my EliteBook 360. Absolutely love that device. But they also provide the servers and workstations that we use to produce the show each and every week. So check them out. Great products. If you want to see what we're actually using here in the studio, hop on over to killerinnovations.com/HP, and you can check out all the gear. We update that regularly as we get new gear in, and try that out. And yes, I know I owe everybody a quick video tour of the studio. I will do that. I promise coming up, and you can see all the gear in action. So
check it out. Phil loves his toys.
I love my toys. I love my toys. So let's pick up our conversation with Dean. We were talking before about all the work that kind of led up to where you're just now. You've got all the component pieces. Now you're trying to pull it all together for what was ultimately the cardiovascular target that you were trying to go after. But medical innovation has its own set of curveballs.
Yes, it does. So we got our first product through the FDA, in fact, twice, with additional indications coming in 2007, just about the time we were starting the development of our catheter in earnest. But the regulatory challenge for even a minimally invasive device like this, an endovascular device, is much greater. Obviously, this is going into the body, so it needs to meet biocompatibility issues. It needs to have sterilization validation, those sort of issues. And the device needs to be very robust from an FDA standpoint, from electromechanical interference, things like that. So there was a lot of testing that was going to go on. We started working with the FDA in 2012, and by 2014, we had filed. Fortunately, the rest of the industry gave us a predicate device. So,
what do you mean by predicate device?
A device that was similar in technology to ours that we could say, well, we're substantially equivalent to that device.
You had Spectranetics that had the excimer laser already
on
the market.
So some form of a peer, so you can kind of maybe coattail a little bit?
A little bit, and that's exactly right, coattail. So instead of going with what's called a pre-market approval or PMA, we went under this 510K rule of substantial equivalence. All we needed to show was that we were substantially equivalent to this device that's already on the market. Now, that's supposed to be a pretty low bar. As it turns out, it really wasn't. What we eventually wound up filing was essentially the pre-market approval.
Right. I mean, here with this other device has a 34% adverse event rate. I mean, they could have literally blown past that in, what, the first 10 cases in which you found great success and no complications.
Well, a great story is quite far along in the study, the FDA asked us to do 50 patients. And as we got to our 38th patient, we realized that even if we failed all of the rest of the patients, we were still going to meet or exceed our performance goals based on the predicate device. So we filed what's called a Q-sub with the FDA, essentially saying, hey, can we cut the patients short to 42 or 43 patients? Because even if we failed all the rest, we'd still be better than our predicate device. And that was filed, and we asked the FDA about it constantly. That we actually got our approval, and the next day we got the answer to our question, and the answer was yes, you don't have to do the patients after all. After we had already done them.
There is the efficiency of government.
And so, yes, that simple question took, I think 5 months to answer.
But they had already delayed you even a year because they just didn't understand your process for even programming the device itself.
Well, that's a very interesting part of
that's my favorite story.
Was the device that we use, we actually program the microcontroller that runs the laser system in assembly language, essentially a simple conversion of machine code. Not many programmers do that these days, but we do, and we think it's a very direct and easy way to communicate directly with the hardware. We call it embedded control, and a lot of the industry calls it an embedded control system. So when we filed with the FDA, we used an assembler, which is a translator from opcode mnemonics to machine code. It's not a compiler, so it doesn't make any changes to the code. It's a direct one-for-one comparison. And that was something that the FDA hadn't really seen or didn't understand. So that took quite a while. We finally settled on the analogy that our assembler is to our software as a typewriter is to a novel. That the assembler is not part of the...
That he had to break it down
Not part of the software.
For some reason, Dean, I'm imagining you sitting across a table from a bunch of FDA regulators trying to explain this.
Well, and that's exactly right. Live, I was face-to-face with these regulators, and I explained this to them, that you hit the key on the typewriter, and it gives you an A. And that's the device we used. It was a one-to-one. We hit the A key.
It's not like you ship the typewriter with your novel.
That's correct. And the typewriter does not go with the novel. It doesn't belong anywhere. And we just verified that, in fact, when you use the typewriter, that you're not going to wind up with spelling mistakes. So, interestingly, along that same line, they were very interested in the math routines. They wanted to see the validation and all of the math routines indicating that it might be suspect, or where did we get it? Where did we come up with it? And I showed them the 7 lines of assembly language code that constituted our math routine. And when I drew this out for them, step by step, I told them that even a 4th or 5th grader is going to come up with exactly these same instructions to perform this math routine as everyone will, because to add a 2-digit number, we all do it the same way. And that was the math routine that they got hung up on for a year.
So my guess is they're looking at it and go, no, you're hiding something.
Yes,
there's got to be something. It can't be this simple.
Here are MIT grads, and here is someone that literally just learned on his own.
I had to explain that all we needed to do was 2-digit math, and that's what we did. And the computer itself can't do 2-digit math, so you have to write a little routine to do it, and it's 7 of the most basic instructions the computer has. Basically, to use the carry function and then add that carry bit to the next bit over and perform the operation.
So now you how long did it take you to get through the whole FDA process?
It was 3 years.
3 years. And how many patients did you have to...
We did 64 patients for our pivotal study, mm-hmm. which we submitted to the FDA and got approval for.
94% success rate, no complications, far exceeding any other results by any of their competitors on the market.
Yeah, and that's quite extraordinary. Even, I hate to say it, but we were a little surprised with the results. They were outstanding.
So can you talk about actually what the laser does? So these are interventional procedures. So these are people with peripheral artery disease right now. Ultimately, you're going to go into unclogging arteries for the heart, right?
Correct.
But right now, you're unclogging arteries in the legs.
Right.
Peripheral artery disease is a huge problem.
So it is. It affects about 12 million people today in the United States. There are over 150,000 amputations every year here in the United States due to peripheral artery disease. Just like your coronary arteries, where if you have a blockage, you get a heart attack. You starve the heart muscle of oxygen, and it'll become ischemic, and your heart stops pumping blood. Well, here it affects your legs. Now, if you're leg muscles are starved of oxygen. Your body doesn't stop. You just feel a lot of pain. You don't want to walk. It's painful to walk. And if you rest, that some of the other arteries that are feeding the legs will help take over. So those collateral arteries will help feed the leg. As the disease progresses, that pain will become increasingly worse. Ultimately, you will then get wounds on the legs that won't heal, resulting in gangrene and then amputation. So what we need to do is go in and clear those blockages out to restore the blood flow. And we do that by inserting our catheter through a small incision into the femoral artery. The catheter is then passed down to the blockage where the laser radiation essentially dissolves the plaque by photochemical ablation. Our patients walk out that day.
And this is done, and this is what really makes it crazy, is it's without a wire. And that was the holdup for a lot of doctors for a long time, and even still to this day.
So you mean there's no wire to guide
the
laser?
To guide the other, right.
So we're going to pick this up when we come back from this next commercial break, talk a little bit more about how this is getting applied. And I'm also going to put Dean on the spot and ask for a little bit of reflection over his career. And what advice does he give to innovators for today? So stay right there. We're going to be right back to our conversation. You're listening to Co-Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Carpenters have their hammers and saws. Chefs have their outfitted kitchens. And musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Kill Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Autism. One out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
When did your light bulb go off?
We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back. Dean, we were wrapping up in the last segment about how this laser actually works, but we were getting into a little bit of, you know, competitors using wires and them. Guessing most of our listeners, including me, we don't have a medical background. So if you had to describe the real competitive advantage for your innovation compared to those that are in the market, what would those be?
Well, the real advantage is the ability to cross these chronic total occlusions and cut all the different types of plaque while being easy to use. That is our competitive advantage. But also that couples with the safety profile, which is outstanding, and the economics. One of the challenges that we faced was our design was very different from any of the other devices available. Every single other device uses a wire to navigate the device down to the lesion. We didn't want to use the wire. Oftentimes, the wire gets the physicians into trouble by going what's called subintimal. The wire goes into the space in between the layers of the artery, in between the intima and the media. That then forces whatever technology you're going to use to clear that blockage down into that space. That causes dissection, which will ultimately require a stent to bail you out.
Mm.
So we thought that we could position our device as the wire.
It's almost like self-guiding.
Almost self-guiding. So being a large device, sometimes we use guide catheters or sheaths to help get the our laser catheter to the blockage, and those are common tools that the physicians use. So that's not out of the box. The fact that our device doesn't have a wire was certainly very different, and at least for the first 2 years, we experienced a tremendous pushback on that. That, you know, how is it going to work without a wire? How am I going to get there, and am I going to lose the real estate when I pull this out?
And yet, the issue that they're addressing is that they can actually cross these blockages that can't be crossed with a guide wire.
And that's important. That's one of the great features of our device, is that it actually crosses by photochemical ablation these occlusions while staying in the true lumen. And that saves the physician time, saves money, and saves a stent being applied, which
right.
can they then later reocclude or clog up. And so having this sort of very simple therapy, removing the plaque without a lot of trauma, really improves the patient outcomes.
Well, it also, it sounds like, you know, like people saying, I don't know, how are you going to do it without the wire? It's the, I'm caught in the historical way of how things are always mm-hmm. done, which again is another common boat anchor that gets thrown onto innovators. I don't know, it's always done this way. You need to have a wire.
And even internally, we struggled with that. While we were developing our flagship Dabra catheter, we had designs that went over the wire. We knew they wouldn't work as well as the device that we have that's wireless. So internally, even some of our other engineers and scientists said, Dean, we're just going to have to get this wire lumen in there. We're just going to have to make an over-the-wire version. And here we are several years later, and the physicians are saying, not using a wire lumen is one of its strengths, not a weakness.
Wow. So give us a quick synopsis. Where are you at now? The product is FDA approved?
That's right. It's FDA cleared now. We are in about a dozen states in the United States. We have operations in six countries now. We're operating in the United Kingdom, in the Netherlands, in Germany, Italy, as well as Mexico and the United States. The device is being used on a daily basis around the world and with tremendous success.
I think this is a great example of, you know, you don't have to go to the really crazy kinds of innovations. It's you're committed to the innovation. You needed to wait for those cycles of other innovations to kind of come in and play.
That infrastructure.
And you had the patience to wait the 15 years to make that a reality.
And patience is a lot of it. I think coupled with the patients, you know, people like to call me stubborn, but I think it's the perseverance, the seeing the technology and the application all the way through, making the changes that are really needed, and not listening to the outside noise of you've got to fit the old mold, you've got to do it the way we've been doing it, you can't make that change, it'll never work. And we heard that a lot.
And so, yeah, I guess that kind of that's a great boiling down, right? It really is that perseverance and not letting the antibodies kind of distract you and take you off what you know is an innovation that could have a direct impact on people's lives.
Absolutely right. And it's tough. As an entrepreneur, as an innovator, it's very tough not to listen or believe all the naysayers, all of that noise, those antibodies, as
yes.
you put them, who are going to try to stop you and take you down and steer you into their world or their direction. So if there's one thing I could say, it's that perseverance, that tenacity to stick to your principles and really work the project, even if it's going to be very out of the box. Make it happen. If you need other infrastructure to help your product adoption, then wait for it or develop that along the way.
Perfect. So, Dean, if people want to follow what you're up to, what's the best way for them to see what you're up to next?
Oh, I often use LinkedIn to talk about what we're doing at Ra Medical and how we're doing it. So we have, well, I have both a personal and obviously the corporation has an account. So we try to keep people posted on LinkedIn.
Perfect. We'll put a link to that in the show notes. Hey, Kim, thanks for joining me today in the studio.
We have to do this more often.
Yeah, we got
to
do this more often. It's much better together in person than trying to do it remote. So as we wrap up today's show, I want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to listen. If you're interested in getting connected to a community of other innovators, people working on ideas, trying to find the way to bring that idea to fruition, check out the innovators.community. Innovators.community. It's a private Slack community of innovators. Right now, we've actually got a couple of ideas. We're helping out some of the members of the community trying to make their pitches to their bosses to get some funding for their innovation team. So we're all willing to help you out there. So check that out. You can find out all the information, again, over at theinnovators.community. And join into the conversation. That's where you can find that support when you run into those innovation antibodies. And so with that, we're going to check out for this week. Appreciate you, again, taking the time out of your schedule. If you've got any questions, just drop me an email over at phil@killerinnovations.com. That comes directly to me, no filtering. And have a great week. Go out there, work on those ideas, and don't let those innovation antibodies get you down. Go out there and change the world.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.